don't have much to add. These are things that we take very, very, very seriously. We're gathering information. I know you guys will talk to Andrew tomorrow, but I don't have much to add on that situation. But
so that is Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Cleveland Browns. And in light of the fact that Shamar Stewart has signed, the Quinshon Judkins is the only unsigned draft pick left. And that is obviously because of off-the-field stuff that's going on, as he has a domestic issue. And Kevin Stefanski doesn't know what to say other than he ain't here.
Yeah, it feels like controversy and drama is always in Cleveland, in part because the owner is a buffoon, and he courts it at times. And then obviously this situation, I don't think they even want to speak about this young man, let alone sign him to a contract right now, given the horrific allegations against him. But this is an offense that is in some degree a disarray. Pickett's got a hamstring injury already.
Yep.
They seem to be wanting to keep Flacco on ice, which I get. You know, Sanders, they're all, you know, worried about his speeding tickets. They don't have a running back really on the roster right now that you can count on. The offensive line has spiraled due to age and injury the last few years. Like, man, you know.
Life comes at you fast.
I don't know that there's a whole lot of there, you know? Like, is Flacco going to be throwing 60-yard bombs to Amari Cooper like he was a few years ago? I don't think so.
So let's hear from Andrew Berry, the GM, and he talks about how big a blow the Judkins situation is to their offense.
I'd say this. We'll deal with that day to day, and we'll see where we shake out in that position room. I think we're excited for a number of individuals who are in that room. And we kind of really want to see how things play out, certainly in the short term, before, you know, making any, quick judgments or assessments.
I guess they're excited about Dylan Sampson, also a rookie, but Pierre Strong didn't really impress a year ago, and Jerome Ford's hurt, so he hadn't been on the field, and obviously Nick Chubb's in Houston, so this guy, Quinshon Judkins, they drafted him to be the guy.
Oh, they thought he was going to be it. Yeah.
So this is a, despite what Andrew Berry is saying with his mouth, this is a huge blow to them.
Yeah, and obviously, it begs questions about what kind of research and inquiries did they make? How well did they get to understand what makes him tick? I would also say that, you know, we knew plenty about Deshaun Watson, and it didn't stop them from giving him $270 million fully guaranteed. Their owner, you know, and their... They made a mockery of the discovery process about actually trying to figure out. They didn't want to know what Deshaun Watson really was all about. They just thought he could be their savior. So they just kept throwing money at him until he decided to go there instead of stay in Atlanta, which is where he was spending a lot of time anyway.
Well, you were reporting about it in real time, because remember, as we look back on that situation, he had told the Browns they were out.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just, as you said, yeah, and they just kept throwing money at him until it was a fully guaranteed deal. And he said, oh, okay, I can't turn that down.
Yeah, they didn't do that because they were getting more and more comfortable with him because they had multiple psychiatric evaluators speak. No. No, just the owner decided he wanted him, and it was their job to get him. So I do think, you have to look at this whole franchise right now and kind of say, boy, are they ever really going to be able to get out of their own way? I think Stefanski's a really good coach and a smart football guy.
Coach of the year twice,
and
right?
I think Andrew Berry, knows how to put a decent roster together, but they've got some real failures of leadership and character at the ownership level. And boy, it keeps rearing its ugly head.
So let's talk about the quarterback position. And they drafted two quarterbacks, Dylan Gabriel and fifth-round pick Shedeur Sanders, who has had some speeding tickets. And Andrew Berry talks about that.
Not smart. Just not smart. And it's something that we've addressed with him. You know, he understands the implications. He understands the consequences. And I think the thing is, like, it's not just about yourself. Right, it's not just about having a joyride. It's not just about, driving a car really fast. But it's about the fact that you can endanger other people. It's about the fact that if a deer or someone, cuts out in front of you, like your reaction time, it's just dangerous. And it's not something that we want our guys to be doing. It's not something that they should be doing. And the number one reason is because we don't want some type of catastrophic accident. Like, right, we saw that, you know, 2 years ago in, what was it, Dallas or Houston with a, you know, with a player. And in that incident, everybody was lucky to walk away. And we don't want that occurring in, you know, with anyone in our organization.
Yeah, this one smells a lot, and I don't know Shador Sanders at all, but we know who his dad is, and we know he, like, they retired his jersey for, like, playing, what, two okay seasons at Colorado. Seems like an entitled kid with a really nice car, and he's young and probably thinks he's immortal and doing dumb stuff, and he got caught doing dumb stuff. Now, thankfully, as Andrew Berry said, he didn't hurt himself or others.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many other kids, you know, doing other stuff, but he's got to understand that the mic doing worse things, and I'm not condoning extreme speeding by any stretch of the imagination. But he's got a spotlight on him, man, that they've embraced. Like, when your family leans into living your life like a reality TV show and bringing the cameras in everywhere and using social media as an extension of your coaching staff and of your brand at Colorado. And then you have the precipitous drop in the draft like he did, followed by some of this. And when they're chronicling every throw that's made in a 7-on-7 against the third string defense at a mini camp, you know what I mean? Like, it's a covering a regular season game. Then, yeah, you really have to be smart and diligent about how you conduct yourself. And if I'm a Browns fan right now, I'm just kind of like wondering if I'm, you know, are we cursed? Like, are we ever getting out of this malaise? Like, are we ever going to be a normal NFL franchise?
Yes.
Like, they just are never, they're never a normal NFL franchise.
So they've got five quarterbacks on the roster, because you have to count Watson, even though he's not there. Kenny Pickett's now got a hamstring injury, mm-hmm. So it looks like it's going to be Flacco's job week one.
But, it's Flacco's job.
Are we thinking bye week it goes to Shador?
If they don't have a run game and they don't have an offensive line, how long is Joe Flacco lasting there? And Flacco, right at this stage, really at any stage, but I mean, he's going to push the ball downfield. He's got the big arm. Like, we know he's back there for a reason. Mm-hmm. He took him to the playoffs, just launching stuff everywhere. But like, how viable is that? How durable is that? Like, I don't know, man. Do they recalibrate the offense? Like, if you're recalibrating the offense and you're scaling it down, then whether it's because Flacco gets hurt or whether it's because you need that mobility outside the pocket to help you with the horizontal passing game or whatever, I don't think it lasts that long. I mean, what did they need him for last time? Six games plus a playoff game? I'm not sure they get seven games out of him this time.
If he gets hurt early, and I'm not rooting for him to get hurt by any stretch, but if he gets hurt early, do they go to Gabriel because, like, they don't want to go to Shador early? I'm just assuming there's a world where Pickett's not there.
Well, I've been talking about them trading Pickett since they drafted the two quarterbacks because, like, if Pickett gets hurt, you can't trade him. And Pickett's hurt. And I don't know. I mean, hamstrings can be tricky.
Yeah.
So, like, I would have traded Pickett already.
Now you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Pickett's been there a long time.
No.
So he needs the reps in preparation too. It's not like he's at a stage of his career where he's Flacco and he's been in every offense and he knows all the terminology and he's seen it all and done it all and he could just come in out of the cold. Like, to think that this guy misses 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever, and then practices two or three times with the team and then becomes their starter because Flacco's hurt in week four, I don't know that that's going to work.
Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens. They're on the field. We heard from Bowen earlier as they just finished up their first day of padded practice. Well, Saturday, I was out there, and so was NFL Network. I know Baldy's back out there today, but Bridget Condon from NFL Network was there Saturday. She joins us next here on The Fan.